This is In This League.
Overtime.
Some of the best from Chris Welsh and Scott Bogman on the In This League Podcast Network. Now, it's time for OT.
Let's talk fantasy baseball.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face?
Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In This League.
I want to remind you guys, too, this episode is brought to you by officialfantasyrings.com. Go check them out. You guys can go get yourself a personalized ring for your league. They can be affordable. Just get everybody in your league to pitch in a few bucks. They're customizable, and if you use a promo code ITL, well, they will hook you up over there. Just go to officialfantasyrings.com. Tell them ITL sent you. Check out all the different styles, and I promise you Greg and the team will get you hooked up as we are going to be giving rings out like nobody's business. We're going to be giving out rings like Fernando Tatis is dropping singles and dropping hits. I promise you.
Like Andujar is dropping bombs. Jason Kipnis is dropping bombs.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, did the satellite leagues, are they full? Are a couple spots left?
There's a couple spots still left. Oh, so wow. Keep emailing.
Okay. Yep. Well, get it in. Review. Just go review the podcast. Is
people hear, they're almost full. And then they go, well, there's no chance I can.
I won't even try.
And then everybody doesn't try. And a couple spots are still open. So
okay, well, give us just send us the review if you did it, or if you haven't, review the book on Amazon, or go review the podcast. A little 5-star rating review on iTunes. That ain't too hard.
Do it.
So today, ranks analysis, and I feel like we always get a good response as far as like the helpfulness of it, because I feel like there's a lot of people. There's a couple things. Some of you guys out here, you only use one site. And I mean, that was us. That's always been us. This year, it has changed where we are across two formats. We are still going to use Yahoo for stuff, but we are using Fantrax for a lot of stuff. We've never, I mean, actually, I'm also using CBS now for RDI, which, Bogman, you're not in.
No, I'm not.
Nope. So you're not using CBS this year, are you?
No, I've never used CBS, to be
okay.
honest with you.
I was pretty cool with the format. So we don't use ESPN. We've done it from time to time. Just not our thing. So a lot of you guys are going to stick to your own thing. I mean, we had all our crybaby moments in ITL leagues when we were like, hey, we're not going to do Yahoo. And then it was, you know, wah! And I get
it. Yeah, I mean, look,
I don't
want to
change anything.
They're like Stewie, right? I don't like change.
I don't want to change anything either. I like everything in one place. I like it on one app. Is there an app out there, by the way, where you could load all of your teams from different leagues and access and be able to use them?
If they charge a dollar, they make more money than anyone in the
world.
Why
is that app
not
out there?
It would be Amazon and then that app.
No, seriously. There should be one app somehow that can... I mean, I imagine sites like Yahoo don't want to give them like the code or whatever, but if you could have one app where you could load all of your teams from different places on there, and you could like adjust lineups and check scores and stuff like that. I'll pay $5. I'll pay $10. One time fee of $20. Would you pay it to have that?
Yeah, if you bought it one time for $20, I would. I think they'd make more charging a dollar for it. You get more people, I think.
I agree.
People
I'm
look
just...
and say $20, oh, blah, blah, blah. But if you just charge a buck for it, you get so many people. It'd be incredible.
I'm just trying to get someone to like work on this, like get this going, because that's the problem. You don't want to have different apps. I mean, some people don't care. Some people just, you know, do whatever. But they're, and we have always been those people. So, I mean, we're part of the crybabies as well.
Oh, but, yeah, 100%.
So you got the person that only uses one site. And I don't know if people correlate this, but like if you listen to CBS's podcast, their fantasy podcast, you listen to ESPN's podcast, or you listen to, I don't know if Yahoo has podcasts, but I know they have people that go on stuff. When you listen to them talk, I hope you guys understand, they're talking about it from their perspective on their site and how their ranks are. So when you guys listen, and again, I mean, I love Heath Cummings. He's such a funny dude, and we have a great relationship with him. And a lot of those guys. Apparently, I'm a Scott White guy. Azer's our boy. And like, it's fine, but they're talking about their place. So if you're not aware of what's going on the other sites, I'm not saying it's like the biggest thing in the world. If you're a smart guy, you'll just do your thing and don't worry about everybody else. But I think it's helpful and it's smart to know what's going on in other places to see, where can I take advantage? What are the rubes and boobs going to think this player is ranked because this site's telling them it's there? Are they going to be too high on this player because of this site? So you got those people that do that. And then you got the people that are across all of them, and maybe they do have a vague idea of some of the differences, but I'm not sure it correlates. You know how many times, Boggs, I don't know about you, that I have, like, done my stuff, and then, you know, all of a sudden it's like, oh, you know, like, we've done, like, mock drafts and stuff for Roto World and whatever, and we go and do, like, a mock draft on another place, and you're like, well, crap, this is different. Like, everything is different over here. The ranks are different, and it throws you off if you don't really, like, imprint it in your brain.
Or if you just have, like, oh, man, I really like this guy, and I want to get this guy this year, and then you don't realize that he is ranked super high in your format. Like, if you're a big Kyle Schwarber fan, he's going 50 spots higher in Yahoo than he is in ESPN or CBS. That's tough. You know, that's taking all the value you thought you were going to get out of guy out of him. So, and it's also, you know, seeing all these different ranks and how one place will have a guy ranked different than the other also kind of gets you to think like, well, what are they seeing this guy? Sure. You know, so getting to know your ceiling and floor and all your possibilities from every player to know when to take your risk and when to take a safe guy, you know, that boils into this too. So that's why this is one of our most popular episodes every year, because it hits pretty much on everything you could possibly want.
Well, and you know, and I think it also comes down to there's a philosophical just difference, I believe, and many people may not give two S's or see it or care that. Like, I think there are many, many podcasts, and I'm not saying this is a wrong thing, that are talking at you. They're telling you this is how it is. This is what it is. This is my thing. This is it. Where I think a lot of the times we're talking, like theoretically with you. Like, that's what we're doing. Like, we're breaking down this whole thing to kind of go through this with you together, because, like you said it just a minute ago, you want to know all the possibilities in your brain. Use that in your decision making. That's what the book we did on Amazon, 99 Fantasy Baseball Player Debates, that's what that's about. That's what a lot of our podcasts are about, is not so much, and maybe some people don't like that, telling you, well, this is what you got to do. A lot of people want to be told what to do. A lot of masochism in fantasy sports. You know, put the ball gag in and tell the gimp what he's got to do. That's what a lot of fantasy is. People just want to be told what to do. Where, like, let's have a conversation about it. Let's break it down and see how it all makes sense for you. And that's what we're going to do right now. So,
got smoke the Welsh.
Did you get smoke? I'm actually up in one of the leagues too, by the way. But I don't know if I want to pick while we're on here. It is the NL only league, but it's not
just make your pick. That's fine.
Yeah, well, we'll look at it here in a little bit. Maybe I'll make it at the end of the episode. We'll see where we're at. I'll make everybody stall out. So how we're going to start this here is we're going to talk about some of the players that are, I don't know if aggressive is the right term, but noticeably higher than the other two leagues. And you mentioned you just mentioned him. So let's talk about him for a second. We'll kind of jump around. You mentioned Kyle Schwarber. That's a pretty big one. He's not necessarily the person you want to start an episode with, but since we talked about it, and that might be one of the biggest differentials I'm looking at here, besides maybe the last one we have on this Yahoo list, 50 spots higher than ESPN, about 40, a little over 40 spots higher than CBS, and the ADP, even if you take the ADP, because ranks are not the be-all, end-all, the ADP will end up balancing some of the things out, but if you look at the Fantasy Pros ADP across everywhere, it's still 21 spots higher. I mean, it's essentially two rounds higher ADP on Yahoo, which means you're getting no discount on Kyle Schwarber in Yahoo leagues.
Yeah, and to be honest, like, I just don't know how many shares. I mean, I have Schwarber in one keeper league, so I'll have one share of Schwarber. I just don't know how many I'm going to want, because I think that Ian Happ is going to wind up with more of the time there than Schwarber. I don't know. Like, I just think that Schwarber is a power bat.
What do you mean, more of the time? Ian Happ is going to play left? He doesn't play a lot of second.
So as Baez can play second, too. So unless they want to move Addison Russell out.
I think Baez is going to play more short than anything, plus some second. And I think
Addison Russell's the guy on the outs for you. Okay.
Well, what's your site that you like to go to? With the depth chart, what do they have listed? What's your
roster resource? I think they have Schwarber. I can look it up.
Yeah, look it up here in a second. Well, here, look it up real quick.
I think they have Schwarber listed because Schwarber still is a lefty bat against righties, you know. But Ian Happ is going to see time in the outfield.
And I think we talked about Schwarber real quick while you looked that up. Is last year he hit an awful 211, but still managed 30 homers. around the 60 mark on the runs and RBIs, and you know he strikes out like nothing other. He obviously he worked with our boy Krispy Kreme this offseason, and he lost tons and tons of weight. He looks like a
transformer. And we lost Krispy Kreme.
We did lose to he was kind of stroked out on the last episode there, the last one that he was on. People were very disappointed at it, by the way. But he's
a
different
man.
I did
get a couple emails of RIP Krispy Kreme.
Oh, really? That's sad. He has a Twitter account, by the way. People can go look for that, for the Krispy Kreme. But Kyle Schwarber's like a new dude. You know, his first game that he got in, he stole second and third base. That does not mean this is who he's going to be, because actually I can look real quick with the Chicago Cubs, his spring training stats, if we want to take a look at it.
Roster Resource has Schwarber hitting .500. And
who's that short and second?
Short is Russell and second is Baez.
And then where is Hap?
On the bench.
Yeah. I don't know.
And so is Zobrist on the bench. But Zobrist can also play outfield too. So there's just so many options. That's why I'm much closer to this lower rank on Schwarber, I think, than the Yahoo rank. Because there's just so many options there. Hap can play outfield. Zobrist can play outfield. They can switch around in there. There's other guys. I don't know. I think there's a lot going on. Plus, it's Joe Maddon. You know,
well, I mean, so, and he's crazy. So far, Schwarber only hitting .273, 6 strikeouts, but 4 walks, 3 hits. It's only 11 at bats. It's super, super small sample size. But you got to imagine the transformed body. It's a positive thing. But is it? But all of that aside, and some people would scoff at those type of things. That's fine. Whatever. I don't care. But
best shape of his life, the Welsh.
Yeah, I know. That's our argument. That's Matt Kemp. Remember Matt Kemp? Best shape of his life. I've been dying to see him out here. What the hell's going on with him?
A 2-run shot off of Robbie Ray the other day.
That's what he's doing. But is he worth that much of a difference? And ESPN, I mean, you're talking a deal. Now, I bet his ADP is closer to 160, 170 in ESPN.
It's 161.
Well, that's Fantasy Pros ADP, though.
Right, right.
That's
the consensus ADP.
Yeah.
You're right.
I'm saying ESPN's is probably lower.
Right, and the ADP is going to be close to what the sites have him ranked as. You know, yes. That's generally the correlation. So,
but Yahoo, he's going to go sooner. ESPN, he's going to, because yes, as soon as you get past 140, he's going to be the top guy at the list, and people are going to be like, oh well, I mean, like this is Kyle Schwarber, he's still out there. Where ESPN, he's not going to show up on a lot of the draft boards until he gets around to the 170 range. So if people aren't digging around, and I'm talking probably more common casual leagues, obviously not.
Rube leagues.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Rube leagues, exactly. There's a lot of you guys that are out there that are going to have your own draft lists, and you know this is not going to be a problem, but plenty of people, this is a problem. There is no deal for Kyle Schwarber and Yahoo. So I ask you, we always do this, Kyle Schwarber, Yahoo 140, ESPN 192, CBS 183. What do you like? You got to pick one.
ESPN.
Oh, really? I would go CBS. I don't think he's a 192 guy, and I don't think you can get him there. But I think 180. I still don't think you can get him at 180, just to be honest with you. His ADP
I don't think he can
160.
Either. Yeah, I don't. I absolutely am with you. I don't think he can either. I think that he's going to go higher than that, but I'm probably going to be, you know, the one keeper league share of Kyle Schwarber that I have is probably going to be it for me. So yeah.
Well, and you had him as a catcher, and he loses that, so that's going to be no bueno. So let's go to the top of the list here. Max Scherzer is an interesting one.
Well, real quick, before you even say Max Scherzer, CBS has Jose Altuve at 1.
Oh, do they really?
Over Mike Trout, yeah. And this is the reason, because
I thought that was ESPN. I think ESPN said they're going to have Altuve in roto ranks at 1.
Right, I did just their standard. I think I did head to head. So I might have done roto. I can't remember what I did for them. I think I did click roto, and they wound up sticking with Mike Trout. But since I combined both of these, Scott White goes Trout, Altuve, Turner. Heath Cummings goes Altuve, Turner, Trout. Yes,
okay.
Trout at 3.
Oh, so that's what I think he strategically did that, so Altuve would go to 1. Because I was going to say, what, does Heath get more clout than anybody? But if you put Trout at 3, that weights Altuve to 1. Very, very smart, Heath. Who did he have it to, did he say?
Turner.
God,
Trey Turner.
Damn, man. I mean, Turner's becoming a consensus. What is he on Fantasy Pros right now? Do you have that up? Or, I mean, I can pull that up, because I feel like Fantasy Pros, baseball, ADPs. I feel like he's like the consensus third overall pick. Well, I'm just looking here.
Oh, you want to see the pick. Yeah, he is.
He's the fifth pick, but he's going third in NFBC. He's going fourth in CBS. Fantrax, he's going all the way down to seven. Dang,
I mean,
man.
I get it. I just want to see the dude play a full season before I put him up there with those other guys.
Well,
I just can't take him ahead of Altuve, and I can't take him ahead of Trout, and I can't take him ahead of Arenado. Like, if you want to put him ahead of Goldie, all right, fine.
He
you
comes know, in, by the way, it shows he's the fourth overall pick in the cumulative ranks on Fantasy right. Pros, because his best is 2, his worst is 13, which is wild. And you know what? Actually, let's skip one more before we go to Scherzer, because you put this on the list. Goldie is another very divisive one, and I think it's interesting what I just read, but Goldie is he 11 on Yahoo now?
11 on Yahoo, he dropped, and then 8 on ESPN and CBS.
Man, he dropped down. And when you go over to Fantasy Pros, Goldie is still 5 with a best of 3, which probably isn't updated, but a worst of 18.
I bet somebody, sure, that there's, I know there's people that haven't updated, but I'm sure some people still have him at 3.
Yeah.
If you put him at 18, I know Scott White makes fun of people for this. Like, if you put him at 18, that's to so people go, oh man, what are you thinking? Kid, let's get you on the show. You know, where's your article about why you have Goldie at 18? That's just too.
So maybe we should start doing that, so like friends of ours would actually have us on their show. You think? If
nope.
we did that? Okay. No, they still wouldn't. They don't care about us. So but yeah, Goldie, I think this is updated because Goldie has an average pick of 7.1. So I mean, he has dropped. He has dropped significantly, and you know, for good or for bad, at this point is where it's sitting at.
It's,
so.
It's like you said, man. It's the boogeyman.
It is the boogeyman.
The humidor is the boogeyman.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
It never gets old.
All right, everyone. 2 truths, 1 lie.
I was going to be on The Real World. I play the oboe, and I saved a kid's life.
You definitely never saved a kid's life.
I'm serious. Last summer, I donated bone marrow to a kid who had leukemia.
Saving a life. The truth is, it's easier than you think. Learn how at dkms.org.
Who knew we were living with a hero?
A hero who plays the oboe.
Since 1995, Real Time Fantasy Sports has been the most trusted site in the fantasy industry. Home to an award-winning commissioner service and endless money leagues offered at a variety of formats and skill levels, RTSports.com is the only destination for the fantasy player who wants it all. Plus, RT Sports offers the most reliable and quickest payouts for any level of fantasy player. Do you like trades? Hate trades? Want a league for just 3 weeks? No problem. RTSports.com offers it all. And to ease the gameplay for all kinds of players, we're optimized for desktop, phone, or your tablet, making it simple to play wherever, whenever. Ready to get started? Head to rtsports.com/lobby to check out all the games we have to offer and sign up to play today. rtsports.com, everything a fantasy player could ever want under one award-winning roof.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock daily fantasy sports.
You're listening to In This League Overtime. Some of the best from the In This League Podcast Network. Find all their shows and more of what you've heard at InThisLeague.com.
Let's talk fantasy baseball.
Max Scherzer on Yahoo. They are the high dog because ESPN has him at 12, CBS at 13, but Yahoo has Scherzer at 8 overall. Yeah. So going in on the pitching and going early, very counter to what I want to do. I hate that rank, and I hate it. And not even because I have openly, draft strategy-wise, said I'm probably not touching a pitcher until the fourth, more likely the fifth. There are scenarios where I will obviously break that. But I don't. I mean, there are formats that make sense in Roto. I mean, dude, in the Great American Bash on pay-per-view for WWE, Max Scherzer went like 2 overall in a league.
He went two overall,
in one of the formats. I don't know which league, but he went 2 there. And he's gone in the first, I mean, it's a 15-man, and he's gone early. I think he's gone 8, and he's gone 7, but he's also gone 14 to 15. You want pitching early in.
Yeah, he went ahead of my pick. And I think an interesting thing here is it might just be that Yahoo has pitchers a touch higher in general because they have Clayton Kershaw at 5 overall.
Kershaw.
And then Max is at 8. And then when you go to ESPN, Clayton is 11 and Max is 12. And then for the CBS consensus, Kershaw is the first at 9, and then Scherzer is actually the third pitcher at 13, behind and Kluber's at 11.
Where's Sale? They have him at 4.
Sale is 14, right behind Chris, right behind Max Scherzer.
Wow. Okay. Well, there's no value being put in there, and what I wonder, you'd have to almost pull up the starting pitching ADP of Yahoo here. Is I wonder if that starts pitching earlier in Yahoo than any other format. Because what you've got is you've got Kershaw that's probably going to... do you happen to know what Kershaw's rank is in Yahoo? Is it 7?
It's 5.
5? Okay, so you got Kershaw at 5. You got Scherzer at 8. You've probably got Sale somewhere at like 13 and Kluber at like 15. I'm just throwing out random things here because I got no idea what they are. But what I wonder is if Yahoo is causing pitching to go early in formats, which could go one of two ways.
They got Sale at 13, Kluber at 14.
Oh, I was close. I was right. I think I went literally in between them. I said Sale at like 12 and Kluber.
The next pitcher is in Strasburg until 24 after that, though.
But you just got to wonder if Yahoo is creating, and we'd have to look at, you know, all the drafting analytics and stuff to know if it's happening, but if pitchers are just, the run is happening earlier in Yahoo formats, which then leads to guys like Syndergaard and Bumgarner going earlier, which then leads to, it's a FOMO, it's, you know, the fear of missing out, and people just start going at it, where other
Kershaw's
formats...
Kershaw's going 4th overall in Yahoo.
Wow.
Let's see, 6, 7, 8, 9 for Scherzer... And then Sale isn't going until about 14. And then Kluber. Right.
And you'd have to compare that to ESPN. So, I mean, I feel like their rank is probably pushing up the ADPs and causing pitchers to go early. So it could go one of two ways. Are you going to FOMO? And do you need to take them early because it's going to get crazy? Or can you just take your amazing hitters that drop to you? And then when all these guys take all their pitchers and stop, then some of the middle pitchers, some of the glob is going to be available for you. Maybe Darvish falls more. Archer, Carlos Martinez, Aaron Nola. Get some of those guys and keep going. That's more of my strategy, and I feel like Yahoo is causing a little bit of that.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised. And also just know that if you're drafting in Yahoo, pitchers start out a little bit earlier, probably go a little bit earlier.
Pick your rank here, 8, 12, or 13. Yahoo, ESPN, or CBS for sure.
12. I'll go in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go CBS, 13. J.D. Martinez is another one where ESPN and CBS has him in the 20s, essentially about the last pick in the second round, where J.D. Martinez is going at the very front of the first round in Yahoo, 16 overall. And I don't know, I could kind of get down with this, though. I'd have to look at their ranks because if they have, I want Jose Ramirez ahead. I want Lindor's sketchy. I took I took JD Martinez over Lindor in the Great American thing.
He's 16, just ahead of him. Carlos Correa at 15, and then I told you before that it's Kluber and Sale at 14 and 13. Right after him is Judge, Votto, Freeman, Lindor, Rizzo, Machado, Springer.
Yeah, there's a lot of good guys that are back there, but they are the high ones on him. Where his ADP though is 24, so his JD Martinez, this is a weird one. A lot of them, you know, they counter in the middle, but 22 at CBS, 16 at Yahoo, but ESPN at 24. That is the Fantasy Pros consensus ADP on JD Martinez.
Yeah, and you know, I feel like this is kind of the JD Martinez is my guy. We saw Joe do it in one of our drafts before, right? And this is the JD Martinez is my guy. I'm going to wind up taking him here. Yahoo just prefers him. I don't really mind that.
No, I don't either, actually. But you're getting a better deal at ESPN on JD Martinez.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to pay face value at Yahoo for sure.
But I think in the second round, it just kind of doesn't matter. Like, if JD Martinez is your guy, you have to get him there if you're in the turn. Or, you know, if he's your guy and you can wait, it's better to be in ESPN or CBS for the chances of him to fall. But, I get it. It's just weird that it's a half a round for one guy.
Yeah.
Then closer to the
But
consensus.
I will tell you, if we have to pick the buy, I'll buy Yahoo on here. I'll buy the 16 on JD. I mean, I would prefer the later one. But, you know, do you buy the high? And I would buy the high here.
I wouldn't buy the high. I would say, I would be kind of a waffling waffler in the middle, because I'm looking at my ranks. I have JD at, I have him at 22 overall.
Okay. I mean, so you're CBS essentially.
Yes.
This is an interesting one. Domingo Santana, very divisive because, you know, the Lorenzo Cain and Yelich stuff would scare anybody, to be honest with you. But with Braun, what they said I think is very interesting. Braun is going to play first, and he's only going to play left. Yelich is only going to play left, I think, maybe a little bit of right. I think they might. He's going to be predominant left field, but not center. So if Braun is in the outfield, this hurts Domingo Santana. But if Braun becomes the predominant first baseman, Domingo Santana is going to be out there every day. And ESPN is down on him to 94, CBS down on him to 93. But Yahoo looks like this essentially looks like the pre-Kane Yelich moves. And Domingo Santana is going off as the 73rd ranked player. And the ADP is 84. So Yahoo's got him a full round, essentially, higher than his ADP.
I was pushed to this decision between Domingo Santana and Andrew McCutchen.
I have that decision, by the way, in the NL. I'm looking at the players that are available right now for me. Domingo Santana, McCutchen. It's an NL league, so Arrieta's out there, but what if he signs with an AL team? That would be scary. Though it would help my AL team, by the way, because I got no pitcher. Maybe there's a strategy there.
Yeah, this was in the I Know What You Did Last Summer league.
Yes.
I had the choice between McCutchen and Domingo Santana, and because of what you just mentioned, we're not 100% sure what's happening with the outfield in Milwaukee. All of a sudden they have this depth by signing Kane and trading for Yelich, that I went with McCutchen. I went with go with the devil you know, and I know McCutchen's going to be out there when he's healthy every single day. So I'm closer to the low rank on Domingo Santana because of that.
Yeah, I got a hard time with this one. Like, I want to be, because I think Domingo's numbers were crazy, and I want to be optimistic that this team is going to play Ryan Braun at first the majority of the time, or maybe he'll get popped for something illegal again, or maybe he gets hurt, and then that
I mean,
he's
hurt all the time.
Yeah,
so
that would clear up all of that. But, you know, them bringing in two outfielders made this sketchy for me, for sure. And I think his talent is great, but I can't buy it. I can't buy 73 overall as a rank, or 73 as a rank. There's no value. It's just beating the consensus ADP, and it's destroying the value across the other two leagues. ESPN, CBS, they kind of know where it's at.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I'm not gonna be touching Domingo Santana. Guy I just took, Justin Smoak, also high on Yahoo, 87. Whereas he's 119 in ESPN and 129 in CBS.
Look at that.
I find it fascinating.
Look at that ADP, though.
His ADP is below all of them at 134, because this was a breakout year for Justin Smoak.
I wonder what site, by the way, is the one that's like bearing him down? Is it like Real Time Sports, or is it Fantrax or NFBC? Like, someone is really bringing his overall ADP down, and none of the majors are onto it. So maybe that's something, if you want to think of this like as an ERA FIP conversation, my friends. You know, you might want to look when the player is beating their FIP a little bit. You know, there might be some concerns. And when a player's rank is destroyed, when all three sites are ranked higher than his ADP, maybe that tells you something. You know, maybe some of the more big league sites, especially if this is like an NFBC thing, maybe some of the big dogs are pressing his value down because it should be, and the other sites have not caught up.
It looks like he's going 127 on Yahoo right now. Wow. He's going 127, 146. Wow.
Wow. Owen Wilson, wow.
Or no, I'm sorry, that's ESPN. So ESPN, he's going, I just got my things messed up. 127, then 146, then 102 on ESPN.
Okay.
Or on Yahoo.
Yahoo. Okay, so he's essentially going about, it almost sounds like a round below the rank. So no one is buying the rank value of these sites.
Right, and he's going 151 in NFBC.
Okay, so like I said, that was my 100% guess, was the big dog site, NFBC. People are not cool with taking that risk. Justin Smoke in top 100 is wild to me.
I just got him at 101.
Yeah, I'm
sorry, not 101. Yeah, I got him at 131.
Yeah, that's, I mean, well, okay, you got him. You got fair market value, so I like it.
Yeah, I like that deal. I think it's good.
A couple more here on Yahoo. I'm going to just kind of list them, and then if there's any you want to talk about. Lance McCullers, 91 on Yahoo, but he's going 115 on ESPN, 125 on CBS with a overall ADP of 117. Adam Jones is doing that as well, 94, 115 on ESPN, 122 on CBS. This one I find really interesting. Adrian Beltre, this is a tough one. And check this out. Holy moly. I hope you have this, because I wonder if this is NFBC or I kind of think it might be Fantrax, but that's just my guess and without looking. Adrian Beltre going 96 on Yahoo, 118 on ESPN, 114 on CBS, but an overall ADP, 140. He's going almost 50 picks higher than his overall ADP.
104 in Yahoo, 129 in ESPN, and 147 or lower in everything else.
Okay, wow. I was guessing Fantrax was holding him down. Do you know where he's going with Fantrax or no?
Fantrax has him, let me see which one they are on this. This doesn't drag all the way down, which is a pain. They have him at 157. They're not I think RTS is the lowest, 158.
So, I mean, you know, he's a steady Eddie, but people are, you know, concerned about him. Last one.
He's just boring. That's the thing. He's boring and he's older. Nobody wants him.
But when I don't have a third baseman in the red hot summer Euro Trip League, I want him. So don't take him, please.
Right. Scotty doesn't know.
Evan Longoria, 145, going 171 on ESPN. And he's got an overall ADP of 185. This one is probably the biggest different. This is the biggest differential we've seen, and it might be across all of them.
It is.
Jameson Taillon going 224 on ESPN, 229 on CBS, has an average ADP of 184, so those sites are way low on him, but Yahoo has him at 147. That is about 80 spots higher than ESPN and over 80 on CBS. And about 40 spots higher than his overall ADP, which the other sites haven't caught up to. I mean, I love Jameson Taillon, but wow.
Well, listen to this. ESPN, 259, where he's going.
Wow, ADP, wow.
CBS, wow. 184, and then Yahoo, 145.
Oh, my God. So CBS, ESPN hates Jameson Taillon.
They hate Jameson Taillon.
Wow, you don't like someone to beat cancer, ESPN? I don't know what to tell you. I don't like it. That's not very cool. F cancer, man. I like Jameson Taillon, even though the team is a little bit wonky right now in what they're doing. Even though, I don't know. I mean, all they really did was move on from Andrew McCutchen and Garrett Cole and their two-star players. But they still got some guys that I think they're going to be able to compete. And I think Jameson Taillon is going to be one of the linchpins of that team. So I'm not ready to mark him off. ESPN, they're off here. Yahoo, you're too aggressive. The Fantasy Pros ADP is about right, but you're getting no discount. I guess the point is, and this is what the whole point of this whole thing is, you're getting no discounts on Jameson Taillon. And if he's a target of yours, expect to probably go higher than what people are telling you or ADPs if you are drafting on Yahoo.
Yeah, he's going 145 and he's ranked 147, so he gets bumped up a little bit. He must be in that group of pitchers where people are like, I need a pitcher now who's ranked high, and they just take the guy. So,
all right, ESPN, we're going to go to their highs now, starting with Mookie Betts. He is 7 on Yahoo. He is 7 on CBS. His overall ADP is 8. That's about where I've seen him in every single draft. But ESPN says, no, sir, you are the 4th ranked player on our rankings.
You know, I don't hate it.
I don't either.
Mookie Betts was number 2 overall last year behind Trout. He didn't have the batting average, but he had everything else. He had over 100 runs. He had over 100 RBI. And
last year or the year before that?
Over 2020.
Well, he wasn't.
I think last year.
No,
he wasn't going
2 overall. No. Well, okay. No, you're right about that. His ADP, he was being drafted as a 2nd overall player, and that's why everybody is like all blah about Mookie Betts, because you took him 2. He didn't return the value, even though, guess what? He did everything the same, but the average, essentially. That hurts you a little bit.
To me, Mookie Betts is the reason why it's fine to pick at 8, right?
I totally agree. I think, personally, 6 to 8 is a really great spot.
It is.
7. I mean, unfortunately, I'm always in that range, I guess. And I love the thought of getting Mookie Betts. I get disappointed if I'm at 8 and Mookie isn't there, and I'm like, damn it, that's who I wanted to get.
Yeah, exactly. So Mookie's fine there. They also are high on Correa. Correa's going off, or he's ranked 15 in Yahoo, 16 in CBS combined rankings, and 9 on ESPN. I actually kind of like that ranking because I like Correa.
I'm fine with it. I think I've got Correa at 11, and I like it. Because if I were playing on those other sites, they're going to build in a little bit more for me. You know, I feel like the same thing has happened in FanTrack. I have so many shares of Correa this year. Right now, I haven't done all our drafts. I've got him in our personal keeper league that we've been doing for years and years and years. I took him in the AL-only league that we're doing. And I've got him in National Lampoon Presents the Great American Draft. I've got him on those 3 already. And I've still probably got like 6 drafts to go.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to SteinerSports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of 1. We've made 1 for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/box today.
How's it going in there?
5 more minutes.
Okay, let's play a game. 2 truths, 1 lie. We're not going to be late to the party. In the time you've taken to get ready, you could have been on your way to saving a life. And I'm wearing that tie you hate.
We're not going to be late. We're 10 minutes away. You wouldn't dare wear that tie. And I can't save a life. I'm not a firefighter.
Actually, I swabbed my cheeks last week.
It takes less than a minute to get your cheek swabs. Register at DKMS.org and you can be a superhero by helping someone out.
Since 1995, Real Time Fantasy Sports has been the most trusted site in the fantasy industry. Home to an award-winning commissioner service and endless money leagues offered at a variety of formats and skill levels, RTSports.com is the only destination for the fantasy player who wants it all. Plus, RT Sports offers the most reliable and quickest payouts for any level of fantasy player. Do you like trades? Well, yeah. Do you hate trades? Yeah, sure. Want a league for just 3 weeks? No problem. RTSports.com offers it all. And to ease the gameplay for all kinds of players, we're optimized for desktop, phone, or your tablet, making it simple to play wherever, whenever. Ready to get started? Head to RTSports.com/lobby to check out all the games we have to offer and sign up to play today. RTSports.com. Everything a fantasy player could ever want under one award-winning roof.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyrotor.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Skick's sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skick's canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skick's helps fans perform better. Go to Skick's.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skick's.com. Skick's sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
In This League Overtime. Want more? Go to InThisLeague.com. Here's Bogman and the Welsh.
Let's talk fantasy baseball.
Sano is going off at 100 in Yahoo. That's his rank. That must be a new update because ESPN 73, CBS 84, he is going, well, I guess not, because he's going 109 in he's going 109 in Yahoo. He's going 81 in ESPN, but he's going 66 in CBS.
He's the anomaly, man.
He has a range of 66 average pick and 143 in NFBC.
Well, dude, he's the anomaly, though. You know, you can't put your finger on what the hell to do with him. And I'm not surprised at him being like the wild one because his rank isn't going to queue up with the ADP. I've had the choice of Miguel Sano across a couple different leagues, and I can't take it. I won't do it. You and I said it in an episode where we just were both like, I think he's off the list. He's off the list. I can't come to take him, and I think he's still available in the Invitational, and we are into pick 120. I'm gonna confirm here because I'm a couple picks away, and I need a third baseman, by the way. Yep, he is still available. He is not still available. Where did he? Oh, no, he did go. He went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So he went pick 119 in this is where he finally went.
Yeah.
In the eighth round of a 15-man roto.
I'm looking, yeah, and he also went in mine. He went, I can't see, there's too many people arguing here. So
chippy, it's getting chippy?
I think it's more people talking than arguing, but I can't see where
I like the chippiness. Well, it's no surprise that he is, he's all over the board. Just
I wonder where he's going to be going in AL-only leagues, you know?
Not to my team. That's where he's not going to be going. Chris Taylor's another one. I can't really get down with it.
Crazy.
I mean, it is, especially based on what I've seen. His ADP, this is wild. His average ADP is 108. CBS ranks him 126. ESPN 142. But Yahoo ranks him 181. Even I'm going to take him based on that. Well, I'll bet you, okay, I'm not looking because I don't have it. I'll bet you Chris Taylor's ADP in Yahoo's run 140.
Let me take
that's
a look.
People still fighting and being like, what the hell is he doing around here around 140, where he's probably going closer to 120 in the other sites.
So what did you say it was?
I think he's going 140 on Yahoo.
He's going 129.
Okay, well, I mean, that's still close-ish, but where is he?
That's crazy, but that's a 50 spot difference from where he's ranked in Yahoo.
What about the other sites?
138 in ESPN and 104 on CBS.
That's wild.
Hold on.
Why is he going behind Yahoo when ESPN has him ranked 40 spots higher? That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know, but in NFBC, he's going 87.
Jesus. Yeah, I mean, that's
93 in Fantrax.
That's just all the people, the old guys, just being like, oh, I know what I'm getting with Chris Taylor.
Well, how can you say that, though? He's only had the one good year.
It doesn't matter.
Tommy
Pham is 30 overall. That's how.
Dude, I got Chris Taylor ranked high, too. But
Not me.
I feel like it was the change in scenery. He went to L.A., and started to play way better. It's probably just the coach adjusted him or something because he's terrible at Seattle.
Yeah, live and die in L.A. Let's look at ESPN. ESPN not in favor of the catcher necessarily, where Gary Sanchez, this actually speaks a lot to that conversation I was telling you that I saw where, what was it, Podhorzer was talking about that catchers in this format should not be going in the 20s. Or I think it was Sammy. Sammy Reed was like, they should go around 40. ESPN's got him, Gary Sanchez, at 39, where the other sites have him at 26.
His lowest is ESPN, where he's going 29. And after that is 22, 23, 22, 20, and 24.
Yeah.
So he's not going 40s anywhere. He's not going 30s anywhere.
They just ranked him low.
Yeah, he's still a second-round player and everything.
Verlander, 50 in ESPN, 35 on Yahoo, 40 in CBS with a 38 overall. So about a round lower they have him ranked than his ADP, which, you know, I can buy the lower pitchers. A couple hitters here. Starling Marte, the lowest is ESPN, 51, 39 on Yahoo, 41 on CBS. But he's going 52, which speaks more to ESPN. I think that's interesting. I'm going to do two more and then any comments you have. Daniel Murphy, way low on CBS comparatively. Murphy's going 48, or his rank is 48 on Yahoo, 38 on CBS, with an average ADP of 61, but ESPN ranks him 79. And then Billy Hamilton, the always, always argumentative Billy Hamilton, which, by the way, when I was at the Reds, you can hear him across the Reds complex when he talks. He's like, ah! He's like a choppy voice. It's crazy. Billy Hamilton, 67 is his average ADP. He's 62 and 61 on Yahoo and CBS, but going 76 rank-wise on ESPN.
Daniel Murphy's very strange. He's going a bit all over the place. Like we said, his rank is low on ESPN, where he's going 72. He's going 52 in CBS, 51 on Yahoo, and then 70, 69, 62 across the other three formats. So he's a bit all over the place. And I bet that's going to be dropping with this injury in spring training too. So we'll see what happens with him, but he's kind of all over the place. And I think Billy Hamilton is just I feel like taking him anywhere between 60 and 80 is fine. You just have to do something else when you take Billy Hamilton. Sure. You know, you have to then kind of form something else. You kind of have to go get those RBI and runs that you're missing.
I got
RBI and home runs that you're missing.
I got him at 72. Remember, I got him at 72, built around Abreu, Correa, JD Martinez, Hosmer, that type of stuff. So you're absolutely right about that. This one is egregious to me. Rafael Devers, 73 on CBS, 83 on Yahoo. He's going around 94, but 122 on ESPN. I want to throw out another crazy one here. Miguel Cabrera, 66 on Yahoo, 64 on CBS. He's going around 87, but ESPN, big old middle finger to Miggy, 138.
Dude, Devers, 122 on ESPN, 60 on CBS, 86 on Yahoo.
Does ESPN not like first baseman Daniel Murphy? Rafael Devers, Miguel Cabrera, Murphy qualifying.
I have no idea. But then he's going at 125, 121, and 88 are his other weird ones. Let me look at Miggy. Let's see. I think Miguel is the injury stuff.
I mean, I'd see Miggy going around like 110, even though his ADP is 87. I see him going around 110, but I don't know, man.
It's almost the same deal with Miggy as it is with Devers. 123, 86, 71. And then 86, 90, and 90 on the other two. So he's getting, split down the middle.
You're getting a deal on Miggy. You're getting a deal on first baseman. And I think I just clamored Devers as a first baseman when I was talking, but it's like the corner infielders. But you're getting a deal on Miggy for sure.
And these pitchers, too, there are pitchers that they hate. They hate Zach Godley. He's going 95 and 104, and the other one's 141 on ESPN. Cole Hamels, wow. Your guy, 231. Yeah, he's going in ESPN, 177 on Yahoo, and then 199 on CBS. And Brad Hand, the closer, 122, 116, but ESPN has him 151.
All right, so we're not going to go crazy on the CBS stuff because, remember, these are more individual ranks. These are Scott and Heath's, but here are some interesting ones. Let's just kind of – we'll plow through a couple here. Nolan Arenado is 6 comparative to 3 on the other sites, an average of 3. Jacob DeGrom goes down to 46, where he's in the 30s. Noah Syndergaard, 42, when he's in the 30s. Jose Abreu, very interesting, where he has been an early 30s guy, and they have him 48.
Yeah, and his average pick is 37, so they're just kind of down the middle on Jose Abreu. I feel like...
That's where I got him. I got him, I think, at 47.
Yeah, he's got to come up. I feel like Jose has to come up, and if he doesn't this year, he definitely will next year. They're low on.
Actually, I got him at 49. By the way, no respect.
49.
No respect. Whoever the guy is in who's putting out all the stats said the lowest that he went across the Great American Leagues is 46, and I got him at 49. So he has zero respect for in this league.
Well, it could have just been that yours is taking so long that he hadn't noticed.
That's very true.
He hadn't gone yet.
That's very true.
They're low on a bunch of these outfielders.
Wow.
Upton, Ozuna, Braun, Puig, Inciarte.
Wow, Inciarte's really – wow, look at Otani.
Polanco.
Look at Otani's rank. Hold, let's – okay. All those guys we talked about, keep that in your mind that they're low on – a little bit low on Turner, but yeah, low on Ozuna, Upton, Puig. But holy crap, no part – now, these are two individuals again, but they want 0.0% part of Shohei Otani – where Otani's going around the ranked around the 90s on the other sites. He's going way higher than all ranks. But between Scott and Heath, they have him ranked at 145.
Okay, I just want to take a look. So Scott has him at 125.
All right.
And he's 150 for Heath. So, and by the way, this is where Yahoo should have him, because you're looking at a 90 rank for pitcher only. Why is pitcher only Otani the highest ranked Otani out of all these guys?
That's a great point. That is a fantastic point.
Why?
Yeah.
And his ADP is 74, by the way. So he's his rank is 90, 95, 145, but he's going off around 75.
That's weird. Gregory Polanco, they have at 164. That's off. I mean, the 120s. Here's one. I hate this one. As I saw him today, leadoff bomb for Manny Margot. He just looks so good. He ratcheted a single. He had a bomb to left off of Carson Fulmer. He's around 140 on Yahoo, 120 on ESPN. He's going around 150, but he's 173 on CBS. If you
this
want,
is just a big list of deals.
It is. I'm going to just mark CBS for everybody. If you want Manny Margot, you got to take him around 120. I just want people to understand that. That's fine that his average ADP is 153. If you're playing in any type of a competitive league with competitive people, Manny Margot is going to go between 120 and 130. If you're playing with just like, you know, hey, we're starting
his
to leave,
his highest
be fun.
Average is 134.
I don't care. I have not seen him go.
Yeah, but you're playing in invitational leagues and, you know, army leagues and stuff like that. You're not playing in Rube and Boob leagues.
Yeah, I guess.
So he's going to go in our Rube league. He's going to go lower than that.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's true. I'm trying to think. Do I own him in that? I hope I do.
Well, I mean, he might be a minor league keeper, but, you know, there's other guys. But there's just a slew of deals in CBS here. Justin Bour is going off at 189, where he's 136 and 144 ranked in the other two. My guy, Greg Bird, is going off at 194, where he's 121 and 137.
Wow. And going off as in ranked.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Well, I mean, you know, they should be close in draft anyway because of, you know, they're usually tied. And then, like we mentioned, Gregory Polanco up here. These other guys are kind of hurt. So since their rankings were updated in the last 2 days, it kind of reflects a guy like Danny Salazar being hurt and Michael Fulmer feeling a twinge in his elbow that he had surgery on already. But they didn't rank Delino DeShields, by the way.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I like
didn't
Delino.
Make the 300 for CBS. Let me see. I'll take a look real quick and see if they have him ranked anywhere. Looks like Scott has him at 279. Well, this is weird. I don't know why he didn't come up because he is ranked in there. Maybe his name is spelled wrong on the list and I couldn't find it when I control left or something.
Well, it sounds like it's in the 290s.
Yeah, 279 for Scott, but 154 for Heath.
Wow. So, okay, so that's
a giant difference between the two guys. I mean, that's 120 picks.
It's a little bit different. All right, so we talked to you about the highs. We talked to you about the lows. Let's talk about some of the shenanigans of the all-over-the-place players.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh, he's all over the place. Little break there. Give us a little bit of a break there coming in. So these are guys that are all over the place. Highs, lows, we've talked to you about. These are the shenanigans. These are shenaniganians. The guys that are all over the place.
I organize these dudes by their ADP, by the way. Not, you know, obviously you can't really go high, low as to which site. So I just did ADP and then where these guys are going off. So like Kershaw is the first one where Yahoo has him at 5, ESPN is 11, CBS at 9, and his ADP is 6.
Okay, he's all over the place. I mean, that doesn't surprise me. Pitchers don't really surprise me. That one definitely doesn't because that's the first round pitcher. And frankly, you know, he's starting to become the second to third overall pitcher that people are taking because they're getting scared about it. That doesn't surprise me. Harper is really interesting because he is all over the place. Yahoo at 9, ESPN at 5, and CBS at 3 between the guys, and his average ADP is 7. I'm very aggressive on Harper this year, so I am closer to the CBS guys, but the Yahoo 9 makes that a wow. For a first rounder, I guess, that's why these are so crazy. Kershaw and Harper, right. They're all over the freaking place.
What about Greinke here? Because Greinke is 49, 40, and then CBS is at 33.
I feel like they adjusted for the... That's Scott White.
Right.
Scott White hates hitters for Diamondbacks, loves pitchers now because of humidor. So I'm going to assume that both of those guys adjusted for the humidor, and that's what that's about.
I'm going to look it up right now to see where they have him.
30 for Greinke for Scott White. That's my guess.
29.
Yeah, there you go. Where is Heath?
29 and Heath's then 42 got for Heath.
Okay. How does that number work out? How does that number work to 33, by the way?
Probably just because they have all the other guys ranked in different spots. So
okay.
Because Zach is ranked so high, he gets a higher number. Scope is all over the place, which you kind of expect,
yeah.
I think. 77 in Yahoo, 61 in ESPN, and 87 in CBS. But his ADP is going above, well above all of them except for ESPN at 59.
Wow, that's a weird one. Check this one out. Wow, this one is all over the place. Holy crap. Aaron Nola, his average ADP is 70. He's going 57 on Yahoo, 75 on ESPN, but ranked 97 between Heath and Scott on CBS.
This just proves that even the big sites who do this for a living, they don't have second jobs, right? The Welsh and I have second jobs.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We have first jobs, and then this is our second job. We have jobs that pay the bills, and then we also do this. So
yeah, if you bought the book, maybe we wouldn't have to have that.
So they also have a glob. They also have the glob and pick and choose the guys that they like out of it.
It's a great point.
And so Yahoo likes Aaron Nola. These other ones are like, Aaron Nola's okay.
You know what? Fantastic point.